Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
What was with, in the very beginning, when we were riding scooters through the fountains, these random emojis flashing across the screen?
It was a very random, like, weird 80s cut. I didn't know what show I was watching for
a second.
It
was like we were in some kind of, like, Japanese television outtake.
I kind of enjoyed it, and I think it was trying to make fun of or poke fun at Ethan's childish. And then it even flashed and freeze framed at the end, like a 90s, at the end of a really fun episode of 90210.
But what were they making fun of?
I don't know. It didn't make sense. I enjoyed it.
I just thought it was absurd.
It was absurd.
And I laughed at it, but I was just like, what is this?
I didn't know.
It seemed like an extra money to spend for no reason.
I don't think it cost him a lot of money to put a smiley emoji.
That's probably true. But it made them think outside of what they normally do. And I was thinking, why?
I think this is an experimental season for this show. I think they're trying new things. They've got new graphics at the beginning that are, maybe they're just going to be more cuts of
So
like
what
this.
Else is, what are examples?
We're going to get a cut of Mama Plath. Yo, this is Plathville.
This is Welcome to Plathville.
We're going to get a cut of Mama Plath doing her Taibo line dancing with smash cuts of freeze frames and then poop emojis, which I'm ready for.
And then
now it all makes
and
sense.
And then like stop motion claymation.
Yes. They're going to cut to her feet.
Of Lydia in a prayer closet.
Yes, yes. And they're going to cut to Mama Plath's feet, and then they're going to put one of those like high heel purple shoe emojis. It's going to be great.
We already did have that weird, like, kind of militant step salsa.
Yes.
That was too royalty-free rap
yes.
music.
Yes.
I don't know what show I'm watching, but I'm kind of okay with it.
It's still a great show. It's still a wonderful show.
Episode 2, I took things a little too far.
A little too far.
We're still in London, by the way,
y'all. We still are in London.
We had a great sissy meetup last night.
We did, in London town. It was wonderful. It was, dare I say, a magical night, I thought.
I think it was too.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, if I would have gotten fucked afterwards, it would have been magical.
That's true.
But
I was too tired.
We went to sleep. I don't know if it's ever going to happen again because we don't normally
do meetups.
We just
had about 17 or 18 British sissies over here, y'all, and a couple of American expats who are over here. And we had some 90-day trivia. And Sissy Lauren took it all home.
Oh, she won.
She was going full Rain Man.
It was the American versus the Brit.
That's true.
And the Brit won.
That's true.
It was cool to meet people that we talked to some people for like an hour. And then finally at the end of that, they would tell us what their screen name is on Twitter.
Oh my God, I know you.
shit. And I'm like, oh, no. Why did you say that at the beginning? Y'all, remember when you meet us, tell us who you are on Instagram or Facebook Twitter. Twitter, because that's our interaction with you. So
otherwise, I'm just like, who's this bitch?
I'm like, okay, this is Olivia. That's great. But if you say, I'm Raw Dog Living, and I went, oh, my God, it's Raw Dog Living. Then I know.
Raw Dog Living Free, 85. I got to say, we had some fun questions last night. And the one that I'm still shocked, because we asked some hard questions.
We did.
But the one that you asked, I thought that from the way back, you said, which 90 Day Fiancé kind of foreigner asked her fiancé to come with a suitcase full of women's underwear.
Yes.
Every time he visited.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Abby from Abby and Sean. And that creepy guy, Chris.
And Lauren got it.
She remembered it. And I was really happy. We had a sissy who guessed this when I said, name one of the cats that were invited to Stephen with a V and Alina's wedding.
Yeah.
And they not only guessed one, later on, they guessed Cowcat, of course, or Cat Cow. Some girl said, and also, don't forget Cucumber.
Cucumber. I enjoyed it. Y'all, it is insane the stupid shit you remember from that show.
And then as soon as she said cucumber, I was like, wait, there was a cucumber.
That's a cucumber. Anyway, it was wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I thought, boy, some of our thirsty American sissies would be so jealous of this because we spent just 3 hours with all of them just hanging out
You're right. I don't know if we'll do it again because our schedule when we're stateside is so specific, and we don't have as many British fans yet, you guys, so we were able to do this. If we were starting out and we had like 10 fans in every city, we would just do that.
But no, we can't do this in places like Ohio where y'all are going to come at us. And by the way, we're going to be in Ohio.
I have security.
There still is, I will say, surprisingly, we have about 20 VIP tickets left for Ohio.
Columbus.
So if you are wanting to do VIP and actually do the meet and greet afterwards, sign up for that, y'all. There's still tickets. Because in like Dallas, they're sold out. San Francisco, they're sold out. But y'all, our live shows. Come see us stateside. As you know, we are going to start in mid-June and go through mid-July. A little 10-city tour through Ohio, Detroit, Minneapolis, Denver, Salt Lake City, Phoenix, San Diego, San Francisco.
Miniola. Missoula.
Missoula.
Not Missoula. Some bitch in Missoula just screamed out, oh, my God!
No, we're not going.
I love Missoula. It's a beautiful city.
Never been.
Montana.
I want to go to Montana.
College town.
Oh, I'll ask no more questions. I'll ask no more questions.
Well, they're very confused about the sexualities.
Y'all, just call me Wa, our ménage à trois, our last one of our ménage à trois. Golly, we're almost in June.
I'm not ready.
I'm not either, but we're going to be, we're doing this in London, but Plathville, I'm probably going to drop this immediately, so I don't think they've heard.
I can't, so you can just
I don't know what
stammer
time.
On as long as you want. I don't give a shit.
So
I'm going to check Grindr while you're doing that.
I think it's going to be out by the time you listen to this. So y'all, just call me Wa. We're not doing a collab on. It's not any on her, for her feed. It's just on our feed. She's normally on YouTube. Follow her on YouTube. It was great. She gave us great perspective on her thoughts on 90 Day Fiancé. She had a great perspective of Bilal and Shida.
Yeah.
That we were like, okay. So we also talk a little bit. She loves Love After Lockup. And she also likes a little bit of aggressiveness in the bedroom, like Poodle, we found out.
We had things to talk about.
I think, found someone to
We're
hang
gonna
out
go out.
With.
Go out when we get back.
We had a wonderful time. So, Wahima, thank you so much for joining us. So, be sure to listen to that and subscribe to her YouTube channel. That is all in the link on the collab. And remember, if you are enjoying this Plathville episode, I'll remind you again, but this is our last episode that's on the free feed. After this show jumps to the $8 tier on our Patreon.
Or Supercast.
And if you're having trouble with your Patreon RSS, we have heard, because they've updated. Again, you've got to contact Patreon, but also, you guys, if you're on the $5 or $8 tier and this Patreon shit's just fucking you over,
Supercast is available.
Supercast might be for you.
Yeah, it's less technical. You just don't get the $15 tier, and you, unfortunately, there's no way we can message you because it's just a much simpler platform.
Yeah, you don't get the polls and things like that for Bicurious, so we will say that.
But I will say, rarely, if you're using your Patreon and you're not using the app and you're dropping your RSS feed into your favorite podcast player, rarely are you having problems.
Well, and also, yeah, exactly.
So I would highly, if you are afraid, and there is a great article, you can just troubleshoot and say, how do I put you in your Carl's wife voice? Carl!
Or your Nigel's wife.
Or your Nigel! Jim Broadbent voice. Nigel, I can't get my RSS, my RZZ feed. That's Z. But let's just say she has a problem with her RSS.
Yes.
HRSS.
HRSS, yeah.
Her Royal Highness RSS.
Yes,
anyway,
do that. Chauncey will have to get her monocle.
Chauncey, please get my monocle. Please get my opera glasses. It's got a big head of hair like the queen.
Oh, it's probably purple, Nigel's wife, right? Kind of like a Dame Edna.
Looks like violet bouquet.
What if we just saw Dame Edna walking down the streets of London? I would fan out.
I don't think Dame Edna dresses like Dame Edna walking down the streets.
I don't even know what Dame Edna looks like without and not in
dress. I don't either. But
it just looks like just an old British man.
I think we're far afield.
Okay. Let's go to Plathville, shall we?
Okay, we just talked about the riding of the scooters of Ethan and Nathan,
yes.
And I still don't know what was happening.
Ethan's all wet.
It's not that I didn't like it. I was just confused about why they opened the show this way.
I agree. But I trust these people. I'm going to talk a little bit. I feel like the show's taking a different direction, and so I want to talk about that later on after we... But I'm going to trust them.
I have trust issues, so...
Your words.
Yeah.
Your words. So Micah, we get that, you know, Micah came back for Thanksgiving, and I guess it's still Thanksgiving. We don't know. But Micah is talking to Moriah.
Moriah.
And Moriah is, I don't feel like she wants to say this, but it's like, because she doesn't want to say I'm on the show, but it does seem like she's saying, I don't want to talk about this because I don't want to put this on this show and then
That's what it is. That's exactly what it is.
That's what I think too. If you're watching this, you're thinking, this feels a little vague.
No, the reason why she doesn't want to say anything is she doesn't want social media hate to come for Max.
Yeah.
Which is what would happen.
I think that and...
Which I think it probably has.
Oh, I'm sure. I think, too, that with Max and Moriah, watching this scene, it's like, it made me angry. Not at her, but it just made me angry of this idea of what, quote, saving yourself does for
someone. Yeah, purity culture.
Because here she, how old is Moriah? She's, what, 22?
I don't think 21? She's that old.
And she is sitting here thinking that Max is the only
man she'll ever love.
Because she watched too many fucking Disney movies, and they told her that once she gives up her virginity or whatever.
It's not Disney. This is Christian teaching.
Yeah, really more. Yeah. But it's this, that it's that now she's, because what I heard from this to me, it's almost like she felt like she's been spoiled.
That, and she's taking on all of the shame that he feels as well.
Yes.
And I also need to say, and this sounds gross for me to say this, but I'm not defending Max by any way. He kissed someone else.
All right. Poodle. We're going to play a game.
Okay, but that's it.
When you're in a relationship, Poodle, what's considered cheating? I'm going to give you some options.
Yeah.
And you...
I'm saying I would hate that, but I could talk through it. But I think Moriah is raised, obviously, in a very different context.
So for you...
But
kissing another guy, is that cheating?
If I did it or my boyfriend did it?
Wow. Well, hand job under the table at gay brunch, and you don't know their name.
We'd have to talk about that.
Okay.
That would be... I think kissing another person is something we could get through.
Okay.
Especially if it was explained to me like it was explained there.
Uh-huh.
I mean, honestly, that sounded like a threesome gone awry. Him and his friend, yeah, and his lady friend. It's so quaint, the terms that they're using. But I think we don't even know
fully kissed. I mean, they talk about this later, but he says, like, she tried to kiss him.
It went too far.
And he, like, pushed her away.
Yeah.
Or...
I think I'm just saying, and I'm sure it happens to do with an issue of trust for both of them, that the trust was broken. But the fact that the way she was brought up was that, she says it later, that you meet a boy, then you court, then you get married.
And y'all, they actually use the word court.
They did.
Don't forget, they do that.
Yeah. And so it does seem like already their relationship is pretty transgressive, because you know they messed around before they probably done stuff.
No, they know that. Remember, her and Olivia had the conversation. Olivia said, are you on birth control? And Mariah said, yes.
Yes.
So, like, they had sex.
Yeah.
So, and I get it. Like, it's your first person you have sex with. Like, I'm never going to forget that guy at Shecky's. In the bathroom, ever. Like, that, you know, that was really memorable to me. Oof. I ever, you know.
There's been so many first times, really. Every time feels like the first time. Feels like the first time.
She said it. But, I mean, I kind of...
I've never done this with a boy.
I'm like, if some guy puts his finger up my asshole and my boyfriend's in the other room, that's not cheating. We were all there.
I think
it's just
I know. I don't think I'm the best person to speak on this.
That we're so slutty.
Yeah, but I think this is a different mentality.
And so that's what I thought too. Is that when y'all watch this, a part of you wants to say, "Come on,"
yeah.
But you have to put yourself in their shoes, and that is what you could either make fun of it, or you could see this as. It almost reminds me of the pig royalty thing. You can think that's ridiculous, but if you're sitting in their shoes, this completely has rocked their world, and this is super high stakes for them.
Can we move on to the Micah Max meetup? Micah Max meetup?
Sure. Sure. I will say that Micah does have this, you know, Mariah says that, you know, she's never let anyone in. And she doesn't think she's going to be able to do that again. But Ethan says this kind of beautiful quote of, I hope you would open up I hope you would open up to your family, because we're never going to leave you.
Yeah.
We are here for you. And if he did something that I didn't approve of, I would want to know. So anyway.
Right.
I just want to... Anyway. So, but y'all, he cheated.
He cheated.
He's cheating.
He's guilty of cheating. So he is going to meet Max, and Max has this terrible chin.
He's got to get rid of that.
Yeah, goatee.
Got to get rid of that.
And
he looks like he hasn't been bulking and working out. He looks
he
just
looks
thin.
Sullen. And the producer says to Max, how are you doing? And he's like, not so well. He starts crying immediately.
Full on sobbing.
So it's hard for me to have a lot of sympathy for Max, mostly because I know the on the street is the fact that he sent his dick pic to other women as well. So
I'm going to need evidence to that. And if he,
I would love to see
it to you, then we're going to need that.
I wouldn't be mad if someone DM'd it to me.
I wouldn't be upset.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be upset.
Because I know it's out there.
It's... So, Ethan, they get there, and Micah, I guess I typed Ethan. I did. I typed Ethan the whole time. I'm going to say Ethan forever, because you know I'm just going to read my notes.
I know, because...
Uh-oh, get ready.
There's no process.
I'm going to say Ethan the whole time.
Well, can I just... can I just talk about it, and you just not say anything? Because I don't want to correct you the whole time. So, Max, he says, I'm really nervous... And I hate that I've disappointed Mariah, and I'm really disappointed in myself. And Max and Mariah, Max and Micah, now I'm doing it. Max and Micah said they're kind of greeting each other somewhat cordially, and he says, so I fucked up pretty bad.
Well, Micah sits down and says, what happened? Just get to it. Yeah.
And he starts to cry immediately. And it's so interesting because these are two young men. And I was just going to say, go on.
It was when Max said, so there was this guy. And I went, I'm leaning in.
You're like, go on.
Go on.
Go on.
But I wanted this to be a secret
guy,
scene, but it
co-worker,
wasn't.
Coworker, and he's like, he was much older than me, and I was like,
continue.
Don't stop until I hear all the details. No detail is too small. What were you wearing?
Yeah, and I thought my screen started to get
Were you shirtless?
A little like fuzzy, and then I guess maybe because I was watching it on a VPN, I heard a no. I heard a voice say, no, not proper. And then it went back to the real tape.
So it was Nigel's wife said, yeah. We're not doing this now. Chauncey, no boogery. So Nigel, just a big walrus mustache.
I got come that to life. When I was walking on the first day here in Kensington Park,
there's a lot of.
I did see like old men in canes, and two of them were talking,
just
and
grumbling.
I could not understand them at all.
Just a grumble,
like just walking walruses. what is that? That cartoon? It's time for us to of cabbages and where they eat all the clams.
Yes. What is that? I can't remember what that is.
Oh, cabbages and men. Oh, what is that cartoon? So, sissies are screaming.
I'm screaming inside. So there, he basically says, I have this buddy. We work together. We were celebrating his retirement.
I don't know.
How old is this man?
I don't know.
Here's the thing, y'all. It's okay to have friends who are older than you. Have bigger parties and don't enmesh yourself with them and their lady friend, and don't try to be a wingman. This sounded kinky as hell.
It sounds like he's honestly like friends with an old gay guy who's trying to cuckold him.
That's what it, but there was a woman there.
He's, they're religious, I don't care.
Yeah. So they, and he's like, things were going too far, and I was flirting with her to try. The explanation was I was flirting with her.
He said he was trying to be a wingman.
Yeah. But a wingman doesn't flirt with the person.
So, maybe someone
needs
to.
That's a move. That's my move.
Yeah. And you're a horrible wingman.
I'm not a good wingman.
You're not a good. Y'all.
I'll leave with the person.
I don't care if Poodle's got a boyfriend. He's out for him if it's a point where somebody he could get a little action. Just your body takes over.
I'm less of a wingman and more of a gargoyle perched on the wing.
Yeah, but
that's going to take people down.
With their legs up in the air, yes. Pointing at their asshole.
You remember that Twilight Zone episode where that thing on the wing like was trying to make that plane crash?
Yes.
That's the kind of wingman I am.
That's the kind of wingman Poodle is.
I'm going to pull that plane down.
He is. Because
and I'm going to eat you.
It's going to eat you. And I don't think Max
and
knows.
William Shatner freaked the fuck out on me.
He did. It's, yeah, I don't know what. Think about the logic. So he's friends with an older guy. Here he is, a young, hot guy with, let's be honest, an ample dick. We know this.
Yes.
A great ass.
Yeah.
Stamina to go for days.
Definitely.
What happened? But no, so we have him.
Yeah, I kind of went somewhere too. Ooh.
So he's going to flirt with a woman because that's going to make her want to fuck the old guy.
Yeah, I'm still a little confused.
Not how we wingman,
like,
Max.
It seems like a setup that I would try to sell people.
Yeah, So I don't buy the story.
I don't either.
And you know what?
I don't think Micah does either.
I don't think he does either. And I actually have a theory on this. I'm going to say it right when we come back from commercial.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale. That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
So my theory is, I'm calling a little of fraudacity on this.
Like, in other words, by production.
Yes, on this scene, and that, because it feels like we're not getting the whole story. Maybe they don't want to say he sent dick pics, or it just, did the story add up to you?
No, but I chalked this up to that crazy Christian culture.
Yeah, that's true as well. That's true. It doesn't make sense to me because I'm not in that mindset.
Yeah, I also think, why bother spinning this yarn, and why if it wasn't some part of it true?
Yeah,
because this isn't really believable either.
I think what lost me is where, so he tells him, you know, that he flirted, and like we said earlier, that she tried to kiss him, but he, I guess, stopped it. And then when he told Mariah about it, he was proud that he didn't let it go on.
Right.
Which I do feel like I would almost be, if someone tried to kiss my boyfriend and he said, no, I don't do that, that I would be like, okay, honey, good for you. But if my boyfriend told me, hey, I was flirting with them to be a good wingman, I would say, what? Why were you flirting with them?
Yeah.
I know flirting is breathing for you, but for some people,
I should recuse myself from this whole argument. I still don't understand it.
But still, I would be, that's where I would be a little like, that was your intention. That's what I would be more upset about.
I have no I'm trying to, I understand the idea of a wingman, which is to make things easier. Usually with a wingman, you are going out with the concept of trying to get the other person laid.
Yes. You're talking about how great your buddy is.
Yeah.
You're trying to bring your buddy into the conversation. I'm a great wingman. I have gotten 3 straight men I know laid. One was engaged, but broke off.
Great.
Well, he cheated on her.
Good choice.
I'm still friends with her, not him anymore.
So, yeah, I agree. I think we don't know all the story.
But it felt fraudacity for me as well when then Micah said, I need to know more and I need to talk to someone that was there. And I went, what?
Yeah.
That felt weird to me. That felt like, now it felt like we're entering reality show to me. That like took me out of this. This is the first time I've ever been taken out of Plathville.
I think what this is supposed to do is, we're going to what I think they're trying to do is somehow muddy the waters so that Max can still be on the show for a little bit this season. Because I think this is one of the plot points. It's the mystery of what happened. And...
Because it doesn't sound like there's a lot of mystery. And y'all, I mean, Ethan and Olivia are just talking about butts this episode and making each other...
They are.
Which is adorable. Adorable. Like, they're... I mean, we can talk, but there's no drama with them right now. They're in a great place.
He's just wearing flipper fins. Well, the only drama is that he's at home all the time because he's only working part-time, and she's working full-time, and he's bugging the shit out of her.
But that's great because he's been working so fucking much his whole life because his parents made him.
Micah basically says, I'm feeling betrayed, and I'm really disappointed in you. And then Max says, then we kind of got about the clothes that she wore, the things that I was insecure about, which has been an issue before.
And Max said that came up, and they started, I guess when they talked about that, he brought up the clothes thing again, and they started fighting about it.
Right. And Micah kind of wants the whole truth, I wrote down, and what was interesting is Max says, I want to do better, and I want to someday make this right. So I think he knows he did something wrong, and I'm wondering what he thinks the way to make it right is. It's so interesting to me.
It's not for him to. I don't think he can make it right. It's done.
Well, I think what he's thinking is he could go and apologize to her in person. That's making it right.
It feels like the show is building up to that.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to eventually see.
That's why I'm saying I think that's to create this idea of, I think him saying things like that is trying to create a sense of closure with Mariah and Max. Because obviously, you guys, they're not together now, and I don't think they will be.
If they aren't, then she's doing a good job on social media not showing him if they are together.
They're not. I'm almost certain.
From what we know, I don't think they are. She's taking ballroom dancing classes.
Good for her. So,
Micah
calls. This is
going to be the best thing that happened to her.
I agree.
She doesn't know it, realize it, but it is, y'all.
So, he calls Mariah, and she's like, well, I'd rather be single for the rest of
Ethan
my life.
Micah calls Mariah. Yes. You said Max, I think. Micah calls Mariah.
Micah calls
Mariah.
A lot
of M's. Sorry, y'all.
And Micah even says...
It is a lot of M's.
It is. Mike even says, I didn't want to tell him how he could get you back, which is a smart move. And Micah basically says, I think she needs to take a break from all of this, which is a good protective move.
Yeah, I thought... Because you mentioned earlier, and I didn't understand where you're coming from before we started the show, because we're going to talk about Lydia later. But you said that, obviously, we both were disappointed the way Lydia handled this. And you said you were disappointed in Micah. I thought Micah handled this
wonderfully. I wanted him to be a little more demanding and protective of his sister to Mac. But I think it's because they already had a relationship. And Micah is really confused. And I think this is what happens when you do courting culture. You bring someone into your family and they become, like Lydia said, he was like an older brother to me. Yeah. And the problem here is you enmesh them so quickly that they're already in your family. And Micah has a certain loyalty to Max that is misplaced. They don't need to have it. But I blame that culture. But I wanted Micah to say, look, more than you, I'm disappointed in you. Like, dude, that's my fucking sister. But he can't do that because of the way courting happened in this family.
Yeah, I mean, I thought he did that in an unemotional way because he did say, I'm really fucking disappointed in you. And then he also said, like, he brought where I just had it. But he said, where was it? He did say something of like, she's like my closest sister.
Yeah.
I felt like he was kind of cold in a good way. Like, I think he tried to be unemotional about it. I think if he would have, gotten really emotional and angry, it would be, maybe he was trying, that to me, I would feel like he would be making it about him. And he didn't want to make it about him.
Well, I think I know it's done for the reality show, but the idea that he's going to see him is not right. It's
yes. So, I think it's for the that's where it felt.
That's why it feels disingenuous to me, and I think I would have believed it more if he had said, "Look, I'm really mad at you right now, and I'm trying not to, you know, I honestly, it's hard for me not to punch you in the face."
But right see, now. I think that would have made that about him and Max. And I thought the fact that he was just like, tell me what happened. I want to find out more information.
Right.
Like,
I just, I understand what you're saying. I just consider it less believable that a kid, that someone's sister.
He's so young.
Yeah. And I that's why it felt, it didn't feel really authentic.
It, you know, I go back and forth because that's why I was calling Fraudacity on. But then if you backtrack and you think about this and look at the past, like, because a part of you wants to say, why doesn't Mariah just tell him? But we got to remember, y'all, remember Mariah's diary? Like, she is someone who lived in secrets. Remember, yeah. That's when you fell in love with her, when she was on the...
It's this purity culture. It's this purity culture that you have to court. And then the fact that they had sex means obviously Max is going to be in our family forever.
But no, but so, I mean the fact, no, what I'm talking about is the fact that Mariah can't even say what Max did. This actually makes sense in tracks if you think about who Mariah is and the way she handles things. And if you think about it too, Micah is always the less emotional brother. You're right. You said this before we started. If this was Ethan, totally would have done this and been more emotional because Ethan gets more hothead. But Micah's never been this way. He always is kind of the... Because he's still thinking about if he wants to just date women or maybe other types of
To me, people. It means like there's not a lot there.
I think that Micah is... Micah is not a deeply emotional person, or he doesn't have access to that.
He's not that deep.
Yeah. And I don't think he is.
I think, but I'm saying he's not the best person to do this.
So, but what I bring all that up is I waffle on, is this Fraudacity or is it just because this family grew up so weirdly?
Yeah.
Anyway, so what's after that?
There's a little bit of Plath's at the beginning that I want to talk about.
Okay.
And it is Mama Plath. Erin Martin says she's having her hot girl summer. And I'm like...
Y'all, Erin, because from Pink, Erin Mary Payne from Pink Shade.
Y'all,
I forgot they cover this show.
She's out there in her fucking kayak. Oh, out on the water.
We need to do a collab with them on this show. I forgot they
And y'all, she is gunning, positively gunning for Most Redeemed. And don't believe it. This is all a smokescreen.
She's doing a good job, though.
Oh, I feel myself feeling for her.
Oh, yeah. And the way she comforted Mariah, I was like, I went, what is happening? We're going to get into it.
She's basically saying, Barry's like, so I guess I'm Mr. Mom.
He really,
I'm in a new role right now.
Really is Michael Keaton he's in like fucking 1986.
Michael Keaton trying to like pour cereal out. Going, is this milk?
Someone this take the Mr. Mom poster and put Barry Plath's face on it. With the Plath.
Fuck. I was wondering about dinner. Just tell Amber, the third slave.
Yeah.
Tell Amber to make the meat, and I'm having an early dinner. And by the way, it's a salad. I love the fact that she said, I'm having an early dinner. I'll be home. Do you want it? She's like, can you bring home some guacamole? Yeah, I'll do it. I'll do it whenever you can.
It is like this is a scene you saw in a movie or a television show in the 1990s.
Yeah.
Everything feels
it's
like
Kathy Bates in Fried Green Tomatoes when she told her husband to fuck off.
Yes, it's so...
Tawanda!
This feels like a time capsule has been opened. Because even the fact that... I just want to remind everyone, who teaches line dancing anymore? Like, she's opening a dance studio. She's like, I'm opening the line dancing studio. I went, honey.
Can't you learn to do a line dancing? You know, they teach a line dance at the beginning.
That's what YouTube is. Like, she is literally going to go back to It is.
I'm going to be giving classes on the electric slide. This is starting.
And this is what she did in high school and college. She said, I'm going to do that again. And I'm, no one goes line dancing anymore.
And then at the very end, we're going to show you the variation of cha-cha slide.
Cha-cha to the left. Hey, everybody, this is a new song I learned.
You can do it. It's electric.
It's brand new. I'm so excited.
Oh,
I got inspired with that new movie, Dirty Dancing.
And then Barry's like, you know, I'm just amazed because Kim did so much. And I'm not realizing it. And y'all, this is, and I know they're doing this, and I know he's saying what she is asking him to say, but he's a terrible actor.
He is a terrible actor.
And she's actually kind of a genius one.
She is.
She's, y'all, Mama Plath.
But he's always been a terrible actor.
True.
So he literally is the same note that he was before because, y'all, Barry's just in this for the check.
You can't trust fucking Mama Plath.
Oh,
she
no.
will cut you and she'll step over your dead body.
Yes, yeah, she
will. That's
something
that Ethan knows and Ethan figured it out.
Yes.
I guarantee you.
And remember, they come over later. Even Micah and Moriah won't come over. Just each other. They only go over to see their parents together.
Yeah. I'm telling you right now, their whole lives, each child will fall in and out with Mama Plath. They'll be okay for a while, then she'll say something that will be awful, and maybe not Olivia and the other three children of the corn.
I just don't really I just don't buy that someone could be so steadfast in their biblical beliefs, as she says, and then make a complete 180 to talk about possibly getting divorced in her marriage.
Right.
That would never happen.
No.
She would never do it. Someone who's lived their life this way. Now, because...
Is it going to be with Barry for the rest of my life? I don't know. Yes, you do, you liar.
You do know. I 100% believe both of them sat down and scripted this the way they want. Because if this was actually happening, if she actually was doing this, y'all, it would be as if somebody was leaving a cult.
Yep.
It would be painful. It would be really messy. It would be really it would feel, her emotion would feel like a kind of like visceral gut release. It's none of that.
Instead of writing in her Target journal with a lock.
Yes,
that she has.
I do think this is all fraudacity.
So we talk about going to see them with Micah and Moriah.
Cut to next season. Mom's divorced and she's with a woman, and then I'm into this show.
I'm here for that. And we see her just wearing culottes with a buzz cut.
She cuts her hair. She's like full on, like going to like
golfer.
Oh, she loves a Rosie O'Donnell Instagram meme. I'm like, I would fucking love that. Then I'd be on the Mama Plath train.
That'll never happen.
It'll never happen.
So they are they're visiting the Plaths, Micah and Moriah.
They are.
And then they're like, how's everything been? And Father Plath's like, lonely without you. And I'm just like, you're so awful.
But he's always that way. Yeah. And he's just
So, y'all, I didn't know this. They ask him, how's California? He'd signed with Wilhelmina fucking modeling.
Yeah.
No.
He's with Wilhelmina. Yeah.
Good for him. He's taking acting classes. We all know how I think that's going to go.
That's where I'm like, I still think.
No.
You're going to see him in some movies. I'm telling you, or some TV shows.
Movies?
Not movies, TV shows. I'm telling you, he's going to be on the CW.
I still say.
Not a lead.
I think you're, no, not even a lead. We're talking under five.
Well, that's probably like his first thing. I think eventually he could probably get a small role, like recurring.
What does that mean? So full on recurring.
Like, I think he could do it.
No.
This kid from Cairo, Georgia, signed with Wilhelmina Models, arguably the best modeling agency in the world.
I agree.
That's something.
The show may have had something to do with it. Just putting that out there.
It's true.
So they are, they're, Lydia's like, so when's Max coming down? And she's, and Mariah's like, you know, too much, that's very much to talk about. And Mama Platt's like, are you still together? What am I going to do? How can I set whispers here?
I was, even before that, that Barry did say, you know, she talked, Mama Platt talks about opening up a dance studio, and Barry says, we have a new reality here. What her potential
what my role is.
And you see Mama Platt stare at him, and she does stare at him like, I fucking hate you. I want to rip
she
your
does
face
hate
off.
Him. She does
but
hate him.
You do see little moments like that. So I'm pointing that out because we're going from her face going to that. And then suddenly now with Mariah, she's all,
you're a sparkly purple jewel. Max or no Max, we love you.
Well, Mariah doesn't want to talk about it. Sorry, for people that didn't watch. She didn't talk about it. And she's just starting to cry.
And then, y'all, Mother Platt says this. I can really relate to her in this. She makes this about her and Barry.
She says, I can relate to her, but it's not about, she does say, but it's not about me right now. This is just about Mariah. And that's when she does get up and hold her and gives her a hug. And she says, Max or no Max, you are you. And you are so beautiful and talented. You're going to do well, whatever you
this
do.
This is all performative. All
it's
of it.
It's performative, but Mariah feels it.
Yeah.
It's performative
I agree.
From her because, look, this is what Mariah's always wanted, is just for her parents to say, you are you, we love you. Because she's always felt like who she was wrong, sinful, not the right person. And even Mariah says, my parents before would have acted completely different.
And then Papa Plath says,
I wrote, don't make me like you, Kim.
They've been sewing their souls together for so long. And Kim's like, oh, the rice is done. Let's have dinner.
He's like, and now they're torn apart.
Barf.
And they cut on, he's not wearing his wedding ring. And I'm like, he would wear his wedding ring. Like,
I could not give two shits about this made up storyline of them maybe not being together.
No, no.
So let's talk about this little bit with Lydia. Who has much better eye
I
makeup.
I just want Mariah to do her makeup again.
You mean Lydia's makeup?
No. Lydia's makeup is fine. New Mama Plass. It was so much better when she did Mama Plass, y'all, in the extras. I don't think there's any extra this week.
We're
I didn't
not
watch
talking
them.
About extras.
What are the extras? I'm going to have to look, and I will update for next. Sorry, y'all. I failed in my duty in London Town.
So you've got to stop saying London Town.
No. We're in London Town.
No, we're not.
We are.
But no one says London Town.
Lin-Manuel Miranda sings it in the Mary Poppins sequel.
But that's like early.
That's real.
Never mind. So Lydia says, I'm so sorry. And Mariah says, I keep thinking that it'll be, you know, something, it'll be over and I'll wake up and it'll be over and it's not. And Lydia's crying, and she said, you know, you can always call me because they both are crying. And then Lydia, this is what I was talking about, this like in-mesh culture of courting. Lydia's like, was this a decision that both of you made? And I'm like, don't you judge her, your sister's choices. Because in one side of her mouth, she can say, oh, I'm so sorry. But then she starts trying to say, but my relationship with Max is something that I made because I already thought of him as part of our spiritual family.
Well, she did say, you know, she was saying that I was texting him a few days ago. And so.
Which is fucked up. That's fucked up, y'all.
But that is how all these families work. And so she was just saying he felt like an older brother. And so that's what. And, you know, I remember like when my brother broke up with his high school girlfriend. That was actually hard on her because they'd been together for like 4 years. And so the only thing I can relate to it is when you are part of this culture, you do things with your fan. Like, so, but even then, like,
but even then, you choose your brother.
We weren't mean to his ex-girlfriend, but we were just like, hi, but you broke up.
But you wouldn't have said, was this a decision you made? Could I talk to her after?
Yeah, it was. I felt like Lydia was
You probably
asking,
would because you wouldn't give her makeup tips regardless.
I think Lydia, I took a little bit, no, don't, I'm not defending Lydia, but only when she asked, like, was this a decision both? I think that was more Mariah. Remember, y'all, Mariah gives nothing. Everything's secret and in her head for her. So literally, Lydia is just trying to, I think she was wanting to know, did you break up with him or did he break up with you? I think that's why she was trying to politely find out that information.
It smacked of, to me, oh, Mariah, you're always so impulsive. Is this something you just decided to do, blah, 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 one night without
Possibly.
Talking to the man?
I didn't read that into it, but I could see why you would, though.
Yeah, it's yeah. just...
I could see why what Lydia brings up later, why... You would think
but
that.
But then she said, and Mariah, and she's like, would it be okay for me to meet with him? And I said, Mariah could not say absolutely not. But she's like, do whatever you want to do. And she said, as a sister, I wanted Lydia support me in a better way. And it was, this is
well,
such
a... Well, the part that I, the thing though, again, it feels like she's being, but again, we have to go back to the brainwashed mind that she's in. Because Lydia, the part that made me just go, oh, God. And Lydia said, basically, you know, I kind of had my heart in that same situation last year, as you know, with a man. And I went,
yeah,
you were never in a relationship. You were in a you're fantastical.
Father.
Relationship with a guy that you were.
Here in this prayer closet.
Yes, that you were texting some. You both. Texted each other like kids.
Yeah.
You were never in, but I wanted to scream at her and say, you were never in a relationship, bitch. But in her mind, she was because they were courting. But it's hard because what happens is what hurt me a little bit for Mariah is that Mariah in this moment had to withdraw herself because if not, she would end up taking care of Lydia.
Yep.
Because that is just what Lydia's trained to be, and Mariah's always had to kind of actually really take care of her sister because Lydia has, it's not even, whereas Micah sometimes is just not that deep. Lydia hasn't expanded her emotional range of life,
mm-hmm.
and Mariah has.
Right.
So it's like, how does Mariah even talk to someone about this?
I think it's, question as well of this idea of it, and they're not really part of this, maybe, but this quiverful movement is always about bringing as many people into your family with to God as possible.
Yeah.
And when they had Max in their family, it's like the bigger the crowd, and now that he's a godly man, he's part of it. And that's how brainwashed, she doesn't want to lose another member of their family. Because so she's going to go for that before her own sister.
Yeah. And yes. And to add yes to yes. And that we have to remember in their culture, in the Plaf's just religious is that you're not sad. You're not angry. You don't feel tragedy. You give it to God and let God hold it. And you be happy and joyful because you're going to go to an eternity walking on streets of gold.
Right.
So Mariah is not that, y'all. And as we've said on the show, like, you've got to feel your emotions. And luckily, Mariah's like, I'm not there.
She even says, it's not that I don't believe in God anymore, but I just don't, this is not where religion's helping me. And Olivia's like, okay. Or Lydia.
Lydia, yeah. I said, all their names are kind of similar.
They're as awful.
But yeah, so Lydia, yeah, because she says, you know, I had to give it to God. That was the way, and surrender to him. And when Mariah just says, you know, I do things differently. We don't cope in the same ways. And then Mariah says later in her testimonial, she said, I just wasn't ready to hear something like all the Christianity stuff.
This is the beginning of a rift between these two sisters.
They'll never name it as a rift, but it will be more of just for what's going to happen for Mariah. She's just going to say, I don't know how to relate to her, and it's painful to be in a relationship to her. And Lydia's going to say, I don't understand what happened.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
Has Satan gotten her heart?
What happened, Mariah?
Yeah. That's what makes this show so good, is that you see, you know, I've talked about my own family members and stuff like this, and And part of you want to say, they're crazy. How does this happen? You see the beginnings of how people with these different ideologies drift apart and how these little cracks start to happen in
relationships. No, I see it. I believe it. That's the show.
I think that is the show. I don't think we have anything.
Yeah.
It can't. We do have a moment. We just want to say, y'all, Mama Plath likes to kayak. That's how
I talked about that.
That's how.
On the water.
In the water. But I just want to say the line that I put this at the very end. When Kim Plath says, this just compounds the feelings of worthlessness I have for myself. I went, what book did you read that out of that you wanted to quote?
It's all fake.
It's all fake. It's all
fake.
And
it's not all fake production-wise. It's different than Fraudacity. She's being fake.
That's a good qualification.
Well, but remember, Fraudacity, both of us use this word incorrectly sometimes.
Like the thing of Micah wanting to go meet the old guy Max, that's, I feel like production is Fraudacity. Wanted to.
Yeah. This is just Mama Plath being selling us a bad bill of goods, y'all. This is not
that's
true.
That's a good, yes.
It's not Fraudacity.
It's just fakeness.
Yeah, it's fake. Wow. She'd be fake.
She's being fake. What? Why are you playing on my phone, Mama Plath?
Do, 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 do.
Hottie, we heard that in London yesterday. Somebody's phone started to ring again.
Oh, my God.
We both just started laughing. All right, everybody. That is the show. It's still a great show. Like, I know there's these fraud apps. I'm still way into this show.
It's a little slow moving this season for me.
I don't know what plot point. I don't know. Like last season, you knew, okay, this is going to build up to Olivia and Ethan. Where are they? Aren't they? I don't know what's. Y'all, Mama Plath and Barry are going to.
They're fine.
They're going to find it. The only way I'm going to believe this Barry and Mama Plath thing, because they haven't had sex either. That's a thing too, y'all. So they're talking, is if she starts a line dancing studio and then Barry goes to see her and then they close the door and we just hear her and Barry just fucking.
Ooh.
And she's just going, praising, 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 praising.
That will never happen.
Then I'll believe it.
No.
Y'all, you should have just seen Poodle's face.
No, me rolling my eyes.
All right, everybody. Go to our Linktree link to get tickets for our live shows. Come see us this summer. We want to see you. If you are wanting to listen to the rest.
And your husbands.
Yes. If you're wanting to listen to the rest of these episodes of this season, you're going to have to jump on the Patreon tier or the Supercast, the $8 tier. You will get every show we have commercial free.
Yes.
Ad free. For your pleasure,
but all the other shit's still in it.
But you get all the 90-day no commercials. Yeah. You get
just no ads.
No ads. No ads. All right, everybody. We'll see you next time. Remember, send your love and thoughts to Mariah. But Poodle, what do we send to Mama Plath?
A bag of dicks, because the world can fuck Mama Plath.
They can fuck.
Fuck Mama Plath.
I wouldn't give her dicks.
That's true. It's too good for her.
It's too good for her.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle? Or is it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.